Christ. On the very same day, and at the very same time, that Cardinal Terence Cook's funeral mass was occurring, I was saying a funeral mass in the parish where I was. Cardinal Cook's funeral mass occurred in St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan, which easily seats 3,000 people. Every pew was packed, and there were hundreds and hundreds of others standing. Outside the cathedral were loudspeakers and huge screens. The people outside the cathedral, thousands of them, watched and listened to his funeral mass, which was also televised worldwide. The funeral mass that I was saying at exactly the same time on that day, there was nobody there. Literally nobody. It was me and the deceased man. But you know what? When they met God in heaven, both Cardinal Cook and that deceased man received the same welcome. Doesn't matter to God how big or how small your funeral mass is. You know, sometimes we priests, we shouldn't do this, but we do. Sometimes we priests kid among ourselves. Whatever you do, don't die in the summer, because people go away in the summer and there'll be fewer people at your funeral. But of course, God doesn't judge based on the size of our funeral mass. The great mystic, you always listen to the mystics, the great mystic, St. John of the Cross, says this is how God judges you, not on the size of your funeral. You will be judged on one thing and on one thing only: how well you have loved. How well you have loved.